have your relationships with other truck drivers changed over the years?
I would say I still get on with everybody who I've known over the years, as continental driving or just driving in the UK. But yes, it has changed. We're abroad now, not many people. I mean, we all used to wave as Brits going down the road. Everybody put their hand up. Now, generally, people look the other way or turn a blind eye that they haven't seen. And it has changed, which is quite saddening, actually. It's a changing way of transport or society or what, I don't know, but it definitely has got worse, you know, in the sense of anybody helping you, really.
Would that affect you if you ever did have a hypo?
Not really, no, because so generally we drive alone all the time anyway, and you just cope with. I mean, I have everything there of chocolates, dextrose, you know, everything at hand. Or if I go out for a walk or whatever, I take enough dextrose with me if there's any problems. But no, I don't seem. It wouldn't affect me, no, it wouldn't change me personally or anybody else, really. It's just that the job, because of shortage of truck drivers now, that's why it's, I think, generally everybody's just for themselves, like.
And what about exercise? How do you manage that?
Right, believe it or not, I've got a fold-away push bike, which most of our drivers laugh at because it's only got small wheels and a big... handlebars and everything, but at the end of the day, you know, I do cycle on that when possible. I would say probably twice a week, three times a week. I do go to the gym on a weekend, but generally I try my best, especially in the summer now, to get in as many cycling, an hour a day or something, just to help me, like, you know, exercise.
When do you do that?
Generally, if I've got a 45-minute break, an hour, you know, I have to drive 4.5 and have to have an hour's break, I do it in that hour, or I will do it at the end of my shift, 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening or something, and then go and do it then, and generally go and have a shower then or something to eat then.
So you must get to know the countries quite well.
I would say now, yes, I do know generally where I'm going, but there again, it's only like going from Birmingham to London now. It's that quick and forward and well signposted and everything else. It's not really, I wouldn't say, a problem for anybody, really. In general, you know, you can get anywhere within hours as well, where you couldn't, like, years ago.